And we are back, everyone. AskTheContractors.com, your source for local home improvement pros. We cut through it all and nail things down. Thanks for staying with us, everyone. I'm your host, Todd Bird. Check us out on the website, AskTheContractors.com. These are the people that have helped me become successful in the contracting world. Now you too can go directly with them and get those projects done around the home. Go to AskTheContractors.com. One of my sponsors, and who is on my website, Troy Bird, Guild Mortgage, of course, work with the Bird team, Margit Work and Troy Bird. I always like having Troy on to talk about mortgage rates, where we're going in this market, what is happening. Troy, thanks for being here with me.
Thank you very much. Glad to be back.
Mortgage rates, I mean, we still get teased by them going which way or the other. It's hard to make sense about it. Where are mortgage rates now, and are they going to remain steady? What do you see coming up in the next few months?
I don't think we'll ever see them remain steady. We did see a nice dip at the end of the year and into the new year. We'll probably see rates, you know, going up this year, but we've seen a little bit of a window where we've had the rates drop a little bit for about the last 5 or 6 weeks.
Mortgage applications rose by 13.5% on a seasonal adjusted basis ending January 11th, 2019, according to data from the Mortgage Bankers Association Weekly Mortgage Application Survey. What do you make of that?
I think a little bit of that is the clients out there, they're smart, they're going to their lender, they're getting pre-qualified, they're looking at what they're going to be doing in the springtime. And also with the dip in rates, there's a little bit of that refinance action as well.
And isn't it true that when you're pre-qualified, you just have a stronger arm going into negotiating when you're buying a home?
You have the strongest arm. I mean, that is the way to do it. You want to talk to your lender first. Get your credit out of the way, get your down payment figured out, get your program figured out. Look at what you need to do, your roadmap to home ownership, and get that out of the way. So when you make that offer on that property, you are on top of the pile.
And when you make that offer, chances are it's a home you really love. It's a home
Absolutely.
You want.
Yeah.
And if you turn to the seller and say, you know what, I love this home. It's our dream home. It's in the school district we want. The shopping is great. So what we're going to do is we're going to go see how much we qualify for. Guess what? That house is going to be gone.
Bye.
It's gone.
It's going to be gone.
Don't even waste your time. Start looking for another house, but before you do, you want to get pre-qualified.
And if that happens, you should also fire the realtor, because the realtor should have never taken them showing that house.
Very good point.
Pre-qualified.
Now that's on buying a home, but you do other loans, Troy. You do renovation loans.
We do. Yeah.
As a contractor, I always appreciate it when the homeowner says, hey, we're pre-qualified. We're going to refinance our home. The only stickler, Todd, is before we refinance, we need to know what we need to borrow for that new kitchen remodel, for that bathroom remodel, for a roof, a room addition, whatever it is, a granny unit.
Yeah, get the lender involved in those decisions.
And so, become a team.
And become a team. This is what we need. This is how much equity we have. This is what it's all going to play out when you do that loan.
And a projection of what your house is going to be worth when that project is completed. That is something that's really, really important.
Correct. Correct.
So you do renovation loans. Do you do VA loans?
We do VA loans, FHA loans. The VA loan is for, of course, our veterans. If you have served and you have your certificate of eligibility, which allows you to apply for a VA loan. If you use your VA entitlement, you can use it again. It's not a one-time shot, so you can always use your VA entitlement as you go through the home purchasing process. And if you have questions about VA, you can call me at 916-977-1234.
We're talking to Troy Bird, Guild Mortgage, mortgage banker with Guild Mortgage. And I love your slogan here, Margit Work and Troy Bird. And your slogan is work with the Bird team. And I like to think that maybe I'm a little bit part of that team. I'm a bird too.
Beautiful.
And on the contractor side, but it's true. You know, we just look backing up a minute here with what we were talking about. If you're going to do a remodel and you get all your ducks in order and you're ready to, say, do a kitchen remodel and you're going to refinance your home, why would you not have the contractor come out and estimate that project? Is it $60,000? Is it $70,000? If it's $70,000 and let's say you guess and you borrow $80,000, guess what? You're paying on $10,000 you didn't need.
Right,
or
right.
What's another scenario is it's a $60,000 kitchen and you think, oh, it's only going to cost me $45,000.
Right.
And then you run out of money. you and I have done a project before where the client has they did run out of money.
Yes, we have.
And it was an ugly situation. We worked
right.
through it.
Right.
We got through it. All of us right. patted on each other on the back, but it was very, very, very difficult.
But that could have been avoided just by talking upfront about
that
type of loan and type of equity that you need and the type of cash that you need to do that project.
Right, right. Again, we're talking to Troy Bird, Guild Mortgage, mortgage bankers with Guild Mortgage, work with the Bird team. You know, this is an interesting year because our new governor has promised to build 1 billion units for our affordable housing in this state. How do you think that's going to affect the market if that gets off the ground? Because he wants to build, 230,000 units in the next 3.5-4 years?
Yeah.
How do you think that might affect our markets here in California?
I think it's going to help the buyers. I think it's going to help the price point of homes. You know, if we get a larger supply of homes, it's supply and demand. I hope that would help.
Well, these are affordable homes, though, and we're starting what I feel, and I'm not trying to go too political here, but it's becoming a state where it's the have and the have-nots. It's either low-income housing or you can go out and buy a $3.5 million home like he did a couple weeks ago.
$3.7 million,
and then you have the affordable housing. But what about that middle class? What about that $400,000 home, that $500,000 home, that $600,000 home? How does that integrate with our housing market here in California?
You know, time will tell how that's gonna help out. I don't know what the governor currently with his plan is gonna help that middle ground of those home buyers and the medium home price. But you know, time will tell. It's a tough call, but we do need more housing, plain and simple.
We do, and we want our 36-year-old to move out of our basement as soon as possible, and get on with their lives. And in order to do that, again, it's going to be interesting to watch Governor Newsom's plan on housing, how it's going to affect interest rates and the housing market in California. These millennials are starting to wake up. They're starting, we don't want a home, tiny homes, all that while they're in their 20s, but they hit their 30s, and all of a sudden something clicks that, hey, if I'm going to make it and want the American dream, I would like to have
a
house.
It's still one of the best ways to build wealth. That is what people rely on. They rely on the equity of their home.
And you know, and I talked about my son many times. You know, he can't even afford the rent in San Francisco, working for Gentech, actually has a camper shell on his car, goes down and works for 4 days, uses the gymnasium down there for hygiene, gets back in his truck at the end of his shift of 4 days, comes back, and he's back home with us.
Mm-hmm.
Because the room he was renting down there, Troy, was $1,500, $1,600 a month for a room with a bathroom he had to share in the hallway.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's a very common thing in the Bay Area.
I'm hoping he's saving up a very large down payment.
Well, I don't charge him to park in my driveway, so I know he's got to be saving his money.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And I think he is, and I'm very proud of him because he is saving his money. I know that for a fact. And he will be able to afford a nice home, but that's not always the case. That's not the norm. What about someone like my son who is saving their money, but they're about a year out?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to buy a home because they'll have that 20%. Smart people put the 20% down.
Correct.
Not everybody has
that ability.
Not everyone does, but it puts skin in the game.
Yes.
And it helps with that mortgage rate and
the mortgage insurance.
Exactly.
You do not have to pay the mortgage, the monthly mortgage insurance.
So you're someone who wants to buy a home 12 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
What do they do?
Make a plan. I mean, talk to your lender. Give me a call. Talk to me, 916-977-1234. And make a plan. Talk about what type of program you're going to do. Are you going to do an FHA loan? You're going to do a conventional loan? Again, how much money do you have to put down? Make that plan and talk about maybe even running a credit report to make sure that credit is clear, because that's going to take, if you have any dings on your credit,
that's going to take time. Yeah.
And if you don't, that's great. It's not going to hurt your credit to have the lender pull your credit once. And make that plan and look at what is your goal? Where do you want to keep your payment? Maybe you want to save up a little bit more money. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're okay with the current house payment and where rates are going to be, which is, you know, nobody's going to know that, but at least you might want to prepare for that if we get another 0.5 to 0.75 bump in interest rates. What does that do to your payment? so people aren't afraid. A quarter point is not going to make that big of a difference.
Right.
And I can't, I mean, you know, going back to being prepared, I can't tell people how important that is with the paperwork. Having all of that out of the way, or at least having that handled when you put an offer in on a property, it's going to make all the difference in the world. You can always give me a call to discuss your roadmap to home ownership. Give me a call, 916-977-1234. It's the Work with Byrd team. You can also check me out on the web, www.troybyrd.com.
And as always, go to my website, askthecontractors.com. This is your source for local home improvement pros like Troy Byrd. So give them a call, Guild Mortgage, Troy Byrd, Margit Work. Thanks so much, Troy.
Thank you.
Will be right back. I'm your host, Todd Byrd. Stay tuned because we have Reeves Construction coming up. Paul Reeves is going to be with me. We're going to have some fun talking about maintaining your number one asset, your home. You're listening to AskTheContractors.com. Stay with us, everyone. I'll be right back.